What would you hear making a croaking noise around the lake at night?
Bullfrog.
What's smaller than a bullfrog that stays on land?
Toad frog.
What about something real small that gets up in trees?
That's a tree frog.
Anything else?
Not that I know of.
What about spring frog?
Well, a spring frog stays around water.
How big does that get?
They'll get to where their legs and all when they jump will be that long, foot long.
But they're different from the bullfrog?
Oh, yeah. They're built up so I like it more than the bullfrog. It's a whole lot bigger. His head ain't so big, but it goes back and gets bigger. And when they're sitting on their legs, them old, I call them green frogs, branch frogs. When they're sitting on their legs and he thinks you can step on him or get close to it, he'll jump 10 feet out there and get out of your way.
What kind of insect would fly around the light and try to fly into the light?
Oh, Lord, there's a lot of different kinds. I don't know what all kind.
What's the kind that if you grab it, powder comes off in your hand?
A lightning bird?
Or it looks kind of like a butterfly.
It's a camouflage.
Uh-huh. What eats holes in your wool clothes?
Call them moths. It eats them up.
You call those?
Moths. They'll eat your clothes up.
Uh-huh.
Silverfish. They ain't the same thing either. Silverfish is a little long outfit with legs on it. And moths has got legs on one end, and he just crawls through the clothes and eats holes in them.
And that's called a?
A moth. Moth. Uh-huh. Instead of a moth. M-O-T-H. Moth.
What about a lightning bug? What do they look like?
A little long, strappy bug. You can catch them in your hand at night and they're laying there just lightning.
Mm-hmm.
They'll eat your garden up. And wherever they sting it, it won't grow no more. Or eat on it or something.
Uh-huh. What's an insect that flies around at night and bites you and makes you itch?
Mosquitoes.
And a tiny insect that gets down in your skin if you go kind of... You go walk into the woods, it's real small.
Red bug?
And something that hops around in the grass. It's green.
Grasshopper.
You ever heard them called hoppergrass? And this
we got one kind here, it's black. They call them Georgia thumpers.
Georgia?
Black with red legs.
How big is it?
Ooh, some of them get that long.
As long as your hand?
Get that long, they can jump 6 feet. They are on it, I think some are on it in that apostle, 12 apostle flowers, no.
Uh-huh.
They generally eat them up every year.
Are they good for anything?
Chicken won't even eat them.
A chicken won't eat them?
Fish won't bite them. Hmm. I've tried them fish baiting them.
What's the something that, it's got a long thin body, it's got two pairs of real shiny wings on it. And it eats mosquitoes. And say if you were fishing, it might come and settle right on the
wing. Wings stick straight out.
Uh-huh.
That's a mosquito fly.
Any other name for that?
Mosquito hawk, what we always call them.
What about a snake doctor?
Well, a snake doctor's different. A snake doctor's built like him, but he'll fly around and he's small. And he'll get to some place or another that he wants to stop, and he'll do just like that.
Just go up and down?
And directly your light down there on something he wants.
What kinds of insects will sting you?
The wasps, the yellow jackets, and bees, and hornets.
What was the first one you mentioned?
Wasp.
Talking about several of those, you talk about several...